Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. I pray that today's show is inspiring, informative, and brings glory to our Lord. I am Hans, and I'm seated next to my bride, who can't seem to decide the glasses first, then the headphones, or the headphones, then the glasses.
Yes.
All this is the broadcasting excellence that she brings to our show.
Absolutely. And I have discovered that you can't put your glasses on after you put your headphones on.
That's so, an amazing discovery.
Because they're tight. Yeah. They're very tight on my little ears.
Taunt.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you are joining us. And for our Facebook friends out there, thank you for joining us as well. Facebook friends.
It's a virtual community we have here.
It is. We're on the radio waves. We're on the internet waves. We are.
And will be on the radio.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, we have a lot of great community announcements, so I want to jump right into it.
Oh, well, please.
Thank you.
I was going to say, have you changed the order of our production here?
No. We have a lot of great, amazing education going on here in Atlanta. So listen up, and you can find all of this information at our Facebook page at Senior Provisions, Facebook. / Senior Provisions. Why is that so difficult?
I don't know. I look at you and wonder.
You can also find our information at seniorprovisions.com. Well, first and foremost, we have a upcoming event next week in Johns Creek. So listen up, Johns Creek, at the Emory Johns Creek Hospital. We are partnering up with Hurley Elder Law and Affordable Medicare Solutions, and we are bringing an exciting panel from Thursday, October 24th, from 1 to 3, we are talking about planning for the unexpected. And you can RSVP at 888-979-8783. We're going to be tackling levels of care, discharge planning in case of a medical event that you have that's unexpected, legal questions, and, of course, the all-popular Medicare and insurance information, because we are in open enrollment times.
Woohoo!
So the other event that we have coming up in Dunwoody at our great partner, Dunwoody United Methodist Church, is Wednesday, November 6th, right after family supper. They have a panel of speakers coming, talking about healthy and wise retirement planning from 7 to 8:30. And we have lots of great speakers talking about nutrition and health, retirement living options, insurance and legacy planning. You don't want to miss that. That's at Dunwoody United Methodist Church on November 6th. You do not need to be a member of that church. You can show up. It is open to the community. And finally.
Oh, whoa, one more.
One more. We got
and
one
wait,
more.
There's more.
And there's more. Well, we want to also mention Senior Provisions, family-owned, faith-based senior care consulting company, our sponsor, who helps families navigate through levels of care, have launched this summer their True Transitions program. And our True Transitions program helps families that are transitioning from hospital, rehab, even from home into assisted living, or maybe perhaps going from hospital back to home. We have assembled transition teams all over Atlanta. All you have to do is call us and get connected with a senior care advisor at 888-979-8783. True Transitions for your loved one.
Fantastic. Well, we're able to bring you information on all these events and provide this show through our amazing sponsors. And we want to thank the American Parkinson's Association Georgia Chapter for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They're a trusted partner for resources and support for families dealing with Parkinson's. If your loved one has recently been diagnosed or care at home has become too much for you, call us and we can get you the help you need. And please call in at 888-979-8783.
And that's free advice, isn't it?
It is. It is at no cost to you.
That's awesome. I teed you up for that. Did you see that?
Amazing. Our Spotlight Caregiver question comes to us today, and it's a related topic to our show topic. A son-in-law in East Cobb writes, I'm taking care of my father-in-law who has dementia and resists me when I'm trying to help. He wanders around the house and commonly asks the same questions again and again, and it's really trying my patience, and I feel guilty that it does that. How can I get a break?
Well, first of all, and I know we kept the name anonymous because this particular caregiver is first of all, thank you for reaching out, because I know that when you start to lose your patience with someone, that you have a tendency to lose your temper, to be maybe neglectful. And so I just want to applaud you, first of all, for reaching out to us and asking for help and identifying that this is not an easy task. And we've talked about caregiver burnout before. Mm-hmm. So I just want to encourage anyone out there who's listening, who is caring for someone. Here's the first thing I'm going to tell you is, and we've talked about ordained rest. We've talked about that our bodies are not created for 24 hours of work. It requires 3 8-hour shifts to do what you are taking on. And so, of course, you are going to experience mental and physical and spiritual fatigue. So you are not alone, and we're so grateful that you reached out. So how can we help?
Well, adult day programs. We had a show, I think it was 2 weeks ago, a great adult day care program, and that gives you an amazing respite and also provides activities that are channeled and set up best for the one that you're bringing there to see that they're cared for, that they are medically, in some models, that they're medically cared for, and that they're doing activities that are appropriate for their condition.
You know, we were at an adult day a few weeks ago, and we were in the lobby, and a woman who has kind of early onset Alzheimer's was exit seeking. And if you've ever witnessed someone exit seeking, deterring them, redirecting them, all of those behavior strategies and care strategies are put to the test. Mm-hmm. And so the caregiver who had her kind of by the arm was really trying to redirect her. She wasn't having it. She was coming through that door and she wanted to leave. So I opened the door and placed my body strategically between her and exiting, and then immediately looked down, saw her name was, I'm not going to say her name, but I saw her name on her name tag and addressed her by her name. And then she kind of looked at me like, do I know you? And then I was able to kind of assist with that redirecting. That woman does that for hours upon hours. And I can't imagine her loved one at home constantly having to be on guard that she's exit seeking and redirecting her.
Right.
And so it can be exhausting. So adult day programs are excellent. Also getting home care in. And frankly, you may need a respite. And respite means a short break. And it might be for a few weeks. It might be during a medical event that you're having, surgery, maybe a new grandbaby's coming into the world. But when you need a break, there are communities out there that can provide short-term 24 hours of care break.
And then lastly, find a support group. There are disease-related support groups that can speak into and provide support and information, education on dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, you name it. And it's a great resource to have and a great sounding board to take those stories and get inspired to do better.
Absolutely. At least know that you're not in the boat alone.
Exactly. And for that, we want to offer you Hebrews 4:16. Therefore, let us all draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in a time of need.
Amen. That's a great word. And we're so thankful. And ultimately, when we talk about solutions, when we talk about transitions and provisions, and I usually say this at the end of the show, but I'm going to say it now. There is no greater provision than God, God's Son, and God's Word, and the Holy Spirit. And all of that will help you through these tough times. So we just hope this is a great way to kind of start off. And we're going to talk further about a very important topic, elder abuse. We're going to bring it out in the light. We're going to talk today about identifying different types of elder abuse. We're going to talk about how to report. And that's so important because a lot of people see it and they don't know how to handle it and how to report it. And they, you know, what if they're wrong? We're going to tell you report it anyway. And most importantly, we're going to talk about how to prevent elder abuse today. So please stay with us. You are listening to The Harvest, and we are glad you're here.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia or call 404-325-2020.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Back to The Harvest. We're so glad you joined us today. We have a very important topic to talk about today, elder abuse. Joining us for this discussion is Joe Gavalis. Joe is a former federal agent of 30 years, founder of the Cobb Elder Abuse Task Force, and current law enforcement coordinator for the task force. Joe has made it his life's mission to expose the criminals and protect the vulnerable. Joe, thank you for being on The Harvest.
Well, I appreciate it. It's always good to talk to fellow people who are committed to educate the public about elder abuse.
Absolutely. Oh, Joe, I'm so glad. I've been thinking about having you on for a long time. I'm so glad this day has come. And we got a lot to talk about. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and then we'll get into the meat of the topic.
Right. Well, I'm a retired federal agent that worked organized crime and labor racketeering for 30 years. And then when I retired, and I set up my own business, a forensic accounting and consulting business, and found actually working on the West Coast for a district attorney, and was talking to an assistant district attorney who she was one of two attorneys that dealt elder abuse, and I go, that dealt with elder abuse, and I go, wow. And she said, oh, yeah, what are you doing where you live in Georgia? And I said, I don't know, we're doing anything. And while one thing led to another, I went to some meetings of their task force and came back, and I was on the Neighborhood Safety Commission here in Cobb County. And so we started with about five of us, and now we've expanded from the Cobb County Elder Abuse Task Force. We now have, I think, five or six more mini task forces, and they're all under the umbrella of the North Georgia Elder Abuse Task Force, which is which we found out from my dealings that you don't want to be affiliated with a city, state, or county. So we are a foundation that funds the task force, the operation of what we do. And the task force has not changed the goals, and it's basically educate law enforcement, regulatory people, prosecutors, and more importantly, educate the citizens of in our case, North Georgia, and get the message out that there are abuses going on as the population ages that we do address.
I was just going to say, you don't have to look very far. You didn't have to come back to Georgia and look very far, probably, to find just awful abuse going on out there. And I know when I've spent time with you, I always walk away so humbled because you and your team are on the front line. And share what forms elder abuse takes.
Right, we look at it on the task force, and if you go and on the internet or talk to people, there are various, they'll put various categories, but we simplified it to three. Physical, which I think is people pretty much can see physical abuse. I know there was a case just that was done in, I think, down near the Atlanta airport where a caregiver at either a personal care home or some location to somebody that had total dementia. For whatever reason, this person just physically took a cigarette and burned them all over their body. So everybody understands things like that.
Yes.
Or somebody physically hit somebody, but that's the physical side.
Yeah.
The other is financial exploitation, financial abuse. And that's by far the biggest. That's probably 70% of all abuses are financial. And most of them, unfortunately, as you guys know, is done by loved ones or family members or somebody they trust.
Yeah.
And then and there are professionals out there, and it varies from 40% to 30% of what percentage of seniors are scammed, but by professionals versus relatives. And then the last one, as is really a hot topic now, is institutional abuse, whether it be a personal care home, assisted living, or a nursing home. So that's what we look at, and try to get the message out to the citizens here to. Our motto that we use and that's used around the country, elder abuse doesn't report itself.
Yeah, right. That's so true. Oh, my goodness.
And you know, so it's a horrible situation, but, you know, you go one step at a time. But if you help one person, you've got to feel good. And a lot of people don't know what to do. You know, they don't know who to call or what to do. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes the government, you know, coming from the big bureaucracy, the government makes it hard. Our group has spoken to over 3,000 seniors in the North Georgia area. And we say North Georgia, I mean, that's a very general term. And North Georgia to us is from Columbus to Macon to Augusta. So we've spoken to over 3,000 seniors and conducted probably somewhere over, I think, 50 training sessions for law enforcement, and we've talked to over 300 law enforcement and regulatory people. So we have a good picture and perspective of what's going on.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, I want to take a second here. I think Hans would like to share, because we're a Christian radio show, we love to go back to God's Word. And we've got a scripture here we'd like to share with our listeners.
Well, and also, I also want to preface this Joe, you and your task force are acting as the hands and feet of Christ that is being spoken of here in Psalms 144. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who devise ways to trip my feet. And you all, you know, knowingly or unknowingly, are out there helping people with these very, very victim, victim prone.
These are the vulnerable
generation.
Yeah, this is. So let's talk about that. You mentioned financial abuse, and talk about how prevalent that is.
Well, it's. We can say it's 1 in 5 financial abuses are reported. Or this is what studies show. We're talking about millions of dollars that have been scammed from seniors all throughout the United States. And as you know, I do a radio show, a weekly radio show on internet radio, on America's Web Radio, that just addresses senior issues. It's called the Safe Senior Hour. And I say that because, and as I prepare for those shows like you all do, I review information from all over the world. This is a world problem. This is not just a Georgia problem or United States problem. It is a world problem, and anything we can do, and we use the faith-based community as one of the greatest sources to get the information out, to let people that we talk to go out in the field and talk to their friends and relatives. It's that multiplier effect. You guys know, right?
Absolutely. You mentioned, and we're going to talk about how to report on the other side of the break, but as we get closer here to the break, we've got a couple of minutes. Would love, Joe, for you to share a story. You talked about how family is often involved in some of this financial scamming. Have there been some instances that you have seen over the years that have just been, like, really shocking?
Well, I'll give you the family. Sure, there are. I mean, I know from we look at it when we talk. It's interesting. The scams are scams, but the scammers, we're talking about professionals, would focus in on rural areas because there's less people to investigate and things like that. And then that also applies with the with relatives. And we see abuse of the power of attorney that everybody signs. People think you have a power of attorney, that you have total access to do whatever you want with that person's money or
right.
funds or assets. And that's where a lot of things get in problem. We had a case in North Georgia where a woman was a widow. She had a daughter. And remember, and I have to say this, and I know, let me know if we're getting near the break time.
We will.
We got to remember, why are the elderly, why are they being preyed upon? Well, our generation is a very caring generation, a trusting generation. You know, we would close deals with a handshake. Your word is as good as your bond, you know,
yep.
kind of things like that. So we're trusting, and we've had a little bit of money saved, and we love our families. Mm-hmm. And whether it be our kids. Now, remember, when you're 80 years old or 70 years old, your kids are not what people think of kids. They're in their, 40s,
right.
50s,
right.
Yes.
sometimes their 60s. But they really love their grandkids, and people play on that. And, mm-hmm. and when you go into the situation, and I'm about to talk to you in North Georgia, and again, you know, let me know if you got your break coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we actually are going to, we're going to take a break here in just a couple of seconds, but you know, it doesn't mean that someone has a lot of money that they necessarily are a target. They can have a little bit of money, basic Social Security, and get taken advantage of. So we're going to talk more about that on the other side of break.
One other thing I wanted to add to that, too, is the other thing that we see commonly is the grandson or granddaughter or slightly distant relative preying on the mercy and generosity of that elder adult and staying in their home and providing that environment for them to live in for free. And whenever you're talking about care and the extra costs, you know, that often involves liquidating the
Absolutely.
Home.
We've been talking to Joe Gavalis with the Cobb Elder Abuse Task Force. Come on back. We've got more to talk about.
Ain't no river wide enough, baby. If you need me, call me, no matter where you are.
don't have to worry.
Listen, baby. Welcome back to The Harvest. We're so glad you joined us today. We're having a very important discussion about elder abuse, and we have a special guest, Joe Gavalis, with us to talk about this topic. Thank you, Joe, for being on our show.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you all getting the message out. This is very important, and what you do is very important for the community, and I want to thank you all. It's, what you do is much appreciated, believe me.
Well, as you know, it's about building a network and a network that communicates to one another. We stay in touch with our families so that we can hear firsthand from them what their experiences are, and that becomes a very valuable grapevine for us in making our recommendations and also for getting the word out for protecting elders. So we talked about the three types. We talked about financial abuse, we talked about physical abuse, and we talked about institutional abuse. This is probably going to fit more in the financial and physical, but what are the signs that friends, family, and neighbors can look for when trying to identify that there might be abuse involved?
Well, first of all, is everybody needs, and we try to say that to the seniors we speak to, you need somebody you can trust, somebody you can go to if something doesn't seem right. And that's very important because we hear a lot of our seniors and elderly are lonely. So you need to either be able to confide in a true friend. We tell them to confide in whatever faith they're in with their ministers, the priests, the rabbis, the people who are whatever church religion you're with, whatever the person there is. And run things by them if you're concerned about what's happening. Because a lot of people don't want to talk about their kids, you know, but they want to get it off their chest. And this is what we certainly encourage.
I remember Hans's mom, when she was alive, called from Pennsylvania years ago, and she was so upset. And she had been scammed over the phone. And, you know, the last thing she wanted to do was call my father-in-law at work and share that she had given out, you know, bank account information to a stranger over the phone. And so I just reassured her that, listen, you know, this happens a lot and you're not the only one who's been victimized. And, you know, very, very smart people can easily, like you were saying before break, you know, it's a very trusting generation. Someone calls and says they're from the bank. You kind of believe them. You don't initially think, oh my gosh, I'm being, you know, right, taken advantage of. So there's a little bit of shame. And I think we just need to overcome that. That's what we wanted to do today was bring this out. We do visitation with a lot of churches. We do visitation training. And what we tell those folks going into homes or even into institutions to visit older adults is, you know, if you see a lot of bruising, if you see their behaviors changed, you need to report it. Because even if they're not necessarily being physically abused or emotionally abused, there might be something going on with them medically. So the gentleman out in Gwinnett County, Justin, Detective...
Van Buren, he's
incredible, and he always says if it looks weird, it's weird.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, and again, if it bothers you, tell somebody. If you see something, say something. You talked about the amount of money. I've seen cases. We had a case here in Cobb County of a gentleman who worked his whole life in a factory. Lived in a very modest home, had an old pickup truck, and had a very small retirement, small Social Security, and was at a ATM machine, and this woman came up to him, and he was in his 70s, and she was in her 40s, and I guess sweet-talked him, and ended up moving into his house with her daughter.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. And, you know, we had a neighbor that was, or a friend of his that was concerned authority spoke to me, said, oh, no, everything's fine, everything's fine. Fast forward 2 months later, she turned out to be a heroin addict, got him to sign a power of attorney, sold his house from under him, got the title to the truck as a power attorney, and sold his truck. He had no truck, no house, and nowhere to go.
Oh my goodness.
And that was for probably maybe $1,000, $1,200 a month, hardly any money. And then the other extreme in Cobb County, we had a woman that was very fortunate in real estate dealings, but started out when her daughter met at a church that she was going to, a couple gentlemen, a long, long story short, ended up taking her for over $7 million.
Wow.
And it was sad. There was a banker involved in these guys, and they moved her. The woman was in her late 80s. I think the charges were probably around $4 million, but they estimated it was a total $7 million. As you know, from just being in law enforcement and you all being around, things that you can prove versus things that you believe are two different things, you know.
Right, right.
And that they proved, I think, over $4 million in court. But whatever it is, all I use that is to show you the extremes.
Right.
And each one is important. Because that's somebody's life savings.
Each one of them have a very similar impact, too. You know, it's all about your relativity and, you know, being bankrupted, whether it was $1,000 or $1 million, you're still destitute.
Yeah.
We talked to, there was a scam going around Northwest Georgia, which is like nobody ever even dreamed it would take place, but a rural area, and it was a person going around, believe it or not, selling these sheds, and it was preying on the elderly. Really, you know that they're like these little houses, garages. They're not garages, but they're like sheds that are, some are metal, some are wood, that go behind your house. And he pulled these scams, and I remember one of the people that the detective spoke to, he said he took my whole life savings. I had $500 in a wooden box, and I figured nobody would be able to get it, but he convinced me and got my $500. That was this gentleman's life savings.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
But just what you're saying. So, the amount of money is irrelevant. People are being harmed, and we have to look out for them. Just like we have to look out for them. When you're talking about grandkids and things like that, nieces and nephews.
So tell us, how can someone who's seeing these signs report, and talk about how to report? And then also, could you just speak briefly about the mandatory reporters?
Well, first of all, if you see, obviously, the whole idea is see something, say something, and there are a whole slew of numbers. And I think if there's a problem today with government, we have so many numbers that you have to try to make decisions. What we tell them is, call your local law enforcement person.
Yes. Yes.
And let the professionals decide where it goes.
Right.
Because everybody knows what 911 is, or they know the sheriff in the rural areas. They know the police. Yes, there are separate numbers for adult protective services. There are separate numbers for health care facilities regulators. And there's a whole bunch of other people that you can call.
I think that's great advice.
Whoever you call, get to the hands of a professional.
Absolutely.
And let them decide where it goes. They're the ones that are trained or can get to somebody who's trained to help you. And that's what this whole thing's about. And
I know
mandatory reporters,
yes,
in Georgia, we have some of the best laws in the country. Mandated reporters are people who are required to report any signs of any kind of abuse or financial exploitation, and they're required now to report equally to the appropriate regulatory agency, whether it be adult protection or healthcare facilities, which deal with personal care homes and like nursing homes and assisted living. But it also must be reported to law enforcement, because law enforcement looks at it differently than the regulatory people do. But we're finally getting everybody together, and that's the
absolutely
part of the task force.
I kind
everybody
of feel
meets, gets to know one another, and everybody, has to fight their own bureaucracy.
Absolutely. I kind of feel like we're all mandatory reporters. But, yes, absolutely, there are some great laws. Well, we're coming up against break here, and I just want to, before we leave and say goodbye to you, want to find out, how can folks find you and the task force, and how can they listen to your show?
Well, I appreciate that. The show is live on Monday mornings from 10 to 11 on America's Web Radio, and you just go on the Internet to americaswebradio.com. But they also, and like you all do, they're like podcasts. You can go through of the previous stories, shows that we do, and we have guests, and we talk to people all over the country, and we have to address things in the country and the world aspect of it. So we're not as detailed locally in Georgia like you are. So it's a good way to combine your show with our show.
Absolutely.
And anybody that would like more information on the North Georgia Elder Abuse Task Force Foundation, we exist on donations and to help educate our seniors about elder abuse. You can just get a hold of me at joseph.gavalis@comcast.net.
And we'll put that information.
Or leave me a message on my cell, 678-427-8761.
Well, that's great. We'll put that information up on the Facebook page as well.
Thank you so much for being on our show. When we come back, we will wrap up the show about elder abuse. We're going to have a discussion about the abuse that happens within facilities and what to do to prevent that abuse and keep your loved ones safe when they are not with you. Thank you for listening to The Harvest.
One, you don't need to worry. There'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483, or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thrivent.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back to The Harvest. What a great discussion we have with Joe Gavalis. I'm so happy for this opportunity to bring out to the community the resources that are available and the great work that they do. Today, we're going to carry this conversation on. It relates to here in Atlanta, to the AJC's coverage. It's an investigation series on abuse within assisted living communities. And we wanted to take some time in this show to address these articles and equip families with tools to protect their loved ones.
So, yes, the AJC investigation series, you have to have been under a rock, living under a rock, not to know that this is going on. Wow. And Christian, our producer's
quite
like, what's going on? Well, listen, so if you're in senior care, you know what's
Christian
going on.
Under the rock.
We always put Christian under the rock. That's okay. He's in the radio biz and we're in the senior biz. And here's the deal. We've done a formal written response, a letter out to the community addressing these investigations that have actually spanned over several years. And here we're in the business of recommending communities to families. So first of all, I am so glad that a series like this has been done. And if you take any aspect of senior care, you could take home care, you could take hospice care, and you could find grievous abuse, neglect, bad business practices across all levels. So I'm always glad as the senior advocate that we're putting the spotlight on this. And as an organization, our advisors and us personally are aware of all of these situations and many more, which is why we really focus on helping families to navigate through these levels of care. Because, you know, if you don't know better, if you don't know that these are the expectations and these are the regulations, then how can you help hold them to those standards? So that's what we try to do. We try to further the quality of care for our older adults.
Well, and as you see with the pieces that they've done and probably a piece or two that we anticipate being done in the future, a lot of them involve facilities that look amazing to the average eye walking in. The interior design, the furniture, the cleanliness.
Yes.
All that is amazing.
Yeah, families are spending a lot of money at some of these places that are being spotlighted. So it's not that hole in the wall, unlicensed personal care home. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. You know, we know of those and we avoid those for families, but it's also the larger ones. And so what I said and what we addressed in our letter to the community is that we're currently having a staffing crisis and it's going to continue. We have 10,000 new seniors every day entering in to that senior season of life that we talk about. And often they need a level of care. They need surgery or rehab, or they may have a progressive disease like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's where they're needing home care or ultimately placement at a community. And so because of that large influx, we have fewer people on the other side in the younger generations to care for them. We have a staffing crisis in the whole United States. And when you don't have staffing at the right levels, you have issues of neglect. You have issues of...
With the proper training.
Without proper training. A lot of times, some of the stories that we're hearing are people that were coached. You know, there is a certain amount of HR that you have to follow. And if you can train and coach someone, there are some people who are not coachable and that should be dismissed immediately and weren't. So not saying that everything that happened to those families and those seniors was horrible. And we grieve with the families and we also stand and advocate for better care. I will say this, but there are some great providers out there.
I was going to say, but that piece, I think, lacks a little bit of that other side of the coin that must be addressed. I mean, there are issues with every industry, and this industry exists because there are not people in place, a family network, whatever you want to say, or enough people involved with skilled training to provide that care that a facility provides or home care provides or hospice provides. So it's a necessary element of our community, of our culture, and we need to talk about it in those terms. We need to build it up, whether that's through regulation, you know, adding more regulations or demanding more from a grassroots level and advocating for more training, supporting those communities that are doing these things right. But we got to talk about the other side of the coin and know that we need these facilities to work well.
Absolutely.
Because they're supporting a population that that has no other alternative.
That's right. And home care is very costly. It's not an option for a lot of families. It just frankly is not. I wish, you know, everyone could quit their jobs and take care of their mom and dad, but it's not a possibility. And we are seeing on the elder abuse side that there is abuse coming from family members that are stressed out and overworked. And so we've got to come together as a community. And I would said this to a regional director a couple of weeks ago. It's got to start with this mentality of getting into senior care because it's a great, fabulous, profit-making industry. Those people that are coming into senior care that are building like crazy and want to return on their investment, that is not why you should be in senior care. Senior care originally and has always been about caring for our elders. We need to get back to that. This is not about heads on the bed. This isn't about whatever special you're running. This is about caring for a human being. And when we come back to that and when we have providers that are focused on that, guess what? You've got staffing levels that work. You have training in place. You're not going to have perfection. I always say this is people caring for people. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to be in bad moods. We're going to be, but you've got to have the management team that's coming in at 1 o'clock in the morning to make sure that staff is on point. I mean, I've worked for communities and we had staff come in at, you know, we had managers come in at 1 o'clock in the morning to make sure that everyone was doing what they were supposed to be doing. And that's in the middle of the night.
Right. And a facility with beds where some people would choose that time to not work and
sleep
and take a little
absolutely
nap.
And that's typically when an older adult's going to get up in the middle of the night and fall and be on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a lot of questions to ask when you are trusting a community with your loved one. We don't, and our whole passion and purpose is that you should not go it alone. This is too important for you not to know the right questions to ask and have the right advice. And a recommendation from someone whose parent lived at a community 2 years ago is not good. It's outdated and it's not the current owners. It's not the current management team. And we know what has happened within the last month in that community.
Well, and also more frankly, it's your mom with her needs and it's your dad with his needs and your financial background and their financial background. It's about as different as it could be other than the meals were good.
Yeah. And if
your home care or your community care, your assisted living is about what meals are like, then you're probably looking for a restaurant instead.
Yeah. So person-centered care has got to start with a person-centered search. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But we are here to help and advise. If you have any questions about that AJC article, if you have any questions at all about a community that you today might be moving a loved one in, call us first at 888-979-8783. And we're going to give you the information that you need to make an informed quality decision.
And we're a free resource. So are we going to recap or are we going to?
No. I think we'll just move on to thanking our sponsor.
Yes. So we want to thank Thrivent Financial for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. And you can contact them at 404-YOU-THRIVE. Thank you so much, Thrivent, for your support. That's 404-YOU-THRIVE.
And as always, we want to make sure if you have a senior care question, we would love to talk to you. We've got some great caregiver spotlights coming up over the next couple of weeks and some great shows coming. I believe we also have one coming up on music therapy. And I always say music is magical when it comes to older adults. So please tune your station, 970 Faith Talk, seniorprovisions.com, and look for the Harvest Radio Show. And we're going to end with our foundational scripture, Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And as I started the show with, I'm going to finish. There is no greater provision than Jesus Christ himself. And we just pray that you would know him and that you would trust him and that he would be Lord of your life. And we just love you and we thank you. We hope you all have a wonderful, blessed week.